how's the rehab been coming along for you?
I feel really good. I'm excited to get back out there with the rest of the team. It's been tough these last couple days watching, but I'm feeling good. Everything's progressing well. And, you know, we're still trying to be smart about it and doing a few things here and there just to, like, get back to, you know, feeling really good.
Do you feel like that week one you're going to be 100% ready to go, or are you a little nervous about that opener September 11th?
No, week one I'm ready to go. There's no question about it. You know, I'm planning on being 100% way before then. I think, you know, be smart these next couple days, sprinkle me in here and there, and, you know, just kind of unleash it next week, hopefully, and get after it.
The fact that you're a veteran, you got a lot of time under your belt. That experience, obviously, you feel like that's a benefit for you. So you're not, maybe you're not on the field, you're not exactly falling behind.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, definitely mentally, you got to stay in tune. You know, I'm in all the meetings, obviously, and I'm watching the film with the guys, and I'm watching, you know, 80% of the practice. So it's kind of a thing, and I knew that before I was a starter. You got to get your reps mentally when you're not in there. So I think I've done a good job of that these last couple of days.
You're gonna be next to Cam this year, it looks like. What have you? What are your thoughts about that? And what have you seen from him so far?
I'm excited about it. Cam's obviously an unbelievable athlete, and I've been really impressed with what he's shown in these last few days with his physicality and his understanding of the offense now, because they've thrown a lot at us, and he's been able to conceptualize and put it out on the field. So it's exciting to see that and encouraging. So I'm excited to get out there with him.
John, the big news surrounding the Browns now is the Cowboys apparently interested in Josh McCown. Can you just speak to the value you see in Josh to the team?
I mean, unbelievable value. A guy, great locker room guy. He's played forever. I think he's, I don't know exactly, but he's in his 30s, we'll say. But the guy's played a lot of games, made a lot of starts, won a lot of games. So he has tremendous value, and I think, you know, he's one of the leaders of our team. So having him in the locker room is a great thing. You know, but with that aside, it's, you know, that's the business end of it. So I can just only hope he's with us.
And you know, he went 1-7 last year. Is that deceiving? Does that mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. That's the thing. You know, anytime that happens, records obviously they fall hard on the quarterback. And you know, that was not on him. It's the whole team. So our thing is, if he's out there with us now, we give him the best opportunity to perform and win.
Hugh said the other day that Roberts improved as a leader. He thinks a lot of it has to do with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Just how important is Josh in that kind of role as a teammate, a locker room guy? And have you seen anyone better than him? I mean, is he right up there among all the guys you've ever played with?
Absolutely. Guys I've ever played with, I think he's right at the top. It's different when you're a young player and you're competing with someone else. You know, you're teammates, but at the same time, you're competing for the job. And he's doing that as well. But he's had such a long career that he understands things. He knows that he's doing everything he can every day to be the number one guy. But at the same time, he's not just going to shun Robert. He's going to help him. He wants to make everybody around him better. And that's the thing. That's what it's all about.
John, how different is this offense with RG3?
I'm sorry?
How different is this offense with RG3 under center?
It's different. Obviously, Robert's an explosive athlete, and he's smart. He's really impressed me this spring and so far during camp. You know, you think that he's just looked to run all the time, but no, he's making his reads. He's making his checks. He's a very smart player. And it's fun to play for a guy like that and with a guy like that, because he's such a competitor. You see him, if he makes a bad throw or makes a bad read, you know, he's hard on himself, and he holds us accountable. He wants us to be perfect. So it's exciting. I'm excited to get back in there with him.
Is it more challenging because he's the guy that can also take off and run if the play breaks down?
No, I don't think so. I think that's to our advantage. I think, you know, I think that's his kind of last resort. I think that's his last option. So he's looking through his reads. He's looking through his checks. And, you know, if all else fails, he can get you a first down with his legs. So just like to see him slide a little bit, you know, stay healthy.
There's been obviously a lot of conversation this offseason about losing Alex, losing Mitchell, and who's going to step in. And obviously we think Cam's going to be at center. We're still trying to figure out the right tackle situation. But aside from losing those two teammates, is that something we're making way too much of? Is there going to be that much difference replacing those two guys?
I don't think so. You know, fortunately for us these last few years, we've had such continuity, and you didn't have to worry about that. But other teams deal with that a lot, and that's something that we're going through now. We have, you know, all the confidence in the world with the guys that are they're stepping up, being plugged in. And I think now you just have to work on that chemistry with players you're not used to playing with or you haven't played with before. So that's what this time's for, this camp, this preseason, you know, because it's all about week one in September. So we're going to do everything we can to put the best five out there, build our chemistry, so we're ready to roll.
What reasons for optimism do you have when you look at Alvin Bailey? Like Daryl said, it's still open, but he's the guy who's been with the ones throughout. So what do you see in him so far?
Well, Alvin's a veteran. He's played on for a winning team, so he's won a lot of games. He knows how to be a pro, and you know, he's easy to talk to. He's a guy that's doing everything, all the extra stuff. And next to him, it's not like you have to teach him everything. He's right there with you. We're kind of like on the same page. So that's important when you know, with a guy next to you. You want to be kind of like, you don't even have to talk. You just know where he's going to be. He's going to be in the right spots. You're taking the right footwork together. So that's what I feel like I have with him.
How is your job changing under Hal Hunter as opposed to the past 2 years, what we saw?
I think it's similar. You know, offensive line play, you know, our big thing this year is we want to be the most physical group. We want to be the most intelligent group, and we want to keep people off the quarterback and try to run the ball first. That's you know, if you go across to the 32 teams, every line is going to say that. So that's really it. There's different X's and O's as there is with every offense and every system. But bottom line, you got to protect the quarterback, and you got to be able to open up holes for the running back.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.